I thought was his campaign headquarters this morning on Eastern Avenue. It wasn't there. I don't understand how he thinks he can run a campaign and not have a campaign office on the east side of the Strip. Old folks like me are not going to cross the Strip and go up to Durango and volunteer to work for him. There's a lot of I'm a pragmatist, and I believe he has more name recognition than Sam Brown, who I like a lot, and he has the best chance to win. I believe Adam does, but he better get his campaign organized. He better get a campaign office on the east side of town if he expects to win this race. He better clean up his website and put out information on how to contact him. I finally had a buddy of mine who's very good on the internet get a telephone number for one of his campaign offices. I don't know if it's in Reno or in Las Vegas. It's a 775 what? Number. I've called it three times. All I do is get a recording. He has no one answering phones in his campaign offices.
Hey, JD, I will simply tell you what I've been told by political observers, people that study this stuff, and they've given the Laxalt campaign high marks for their campaign activity, just the events they do, that kind of thing. I get regular releases from them that are well put together. I mean, they're really good stuff. That's
please, next time you talk to him, ask him where his campaign offices are, where people can volunteer, how they can go and work for him.
Well, do me a favor. Call the Durango office. If the Durango office is there, all you got to do is talk to the person that answers and ask that.
What's the number?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have it in front of me. But I would say this. If you know there is an active campaign office on Durango, then...
Oh, no. I just use that
street
name. Okay. As an example, I don't know where his offices are. I cannot find them on anything on the internet or whatever. I cannot speak to anyone in any of his offices because they're only recording saying we can't take your call at this time. And you want to hear the caveat to all of this? A company that I believe he hired out of Austin, Texas called Vanguard to go knock on doors Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Well, I called them up Friday night to volunteer. They were offering $200 a day to go work knocking on doors. Well, I got a call Saturday afternoon, I got a call Sunday afternoon to get onto a Zoom meeting to get trained to go knock on doors. And I told the girl, it took 15 or 16 calls to get a hold of this girl from Texas to get on this Vanguard, get on this Zoom meeting, and she says, well, I don't know. And I said, we've already lost a day and a half. What time am I going to go knock on doors? 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon in the heat of the day? And then she finally hung up on me because I called her incompetent.
Ooh. Hey, JD, I got to run. I got to hit a break. Sorry about that.
All right.
Thank you, man. Just make sure you vote. If you haven't already voted, although I'll bet you JD early voted. I'd be willing to bet he early voted. I promise I'll let you hear Bill Barr. And he was he was on over the weekend. And one of the things I thought there was, and it didn't get a lot of play in the fake news media, but he talked about how he is, of course, the former attorney general, that he sees no crime committed by Trump. In fact, let's go to cut two. This is Bill Barr from over the weekend.
Well, I haven't seen anything that makes me think the crime. What's come out so far has generally been known before. There are a few things that were new. But I do think there are legitimate areas of inquiry, but I also agree with the Congresswoman that this isn't stop getting at the truth. And there is obviously a big political overlay. But, you know, I think it's legitimate to explore whether or not there was a plan to use violence to stop the vote. And if there was a plan, was the president involved? I haven't seen anything up to now that makes me think he was, and I personally doubt it. But I think that those are legitimate questions. And the other question is more of a political nature, which is, did the president stand by for hours while the Capitol was under attack? and did nothing and made the comments that were attributed to him about the vice president. I think that's a legitimate area of inquiry.
Yeah. That's the sort of stuff that belongs in a political ad. But it doesn't rise to the level of criminality. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't. You're talking about politics here. And if you want to criminalize politics, then fine. Then we'll go after Chuck Schumer for his talk about Supreme Court justices. And we'll start criminalizing political speech. I hope we don't go that far. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:31, as we check on our conditions on area freeways right now, we do understand that there is a barricade situation going on at an apartment complex in the 2700 block of South Durango Drive. Therefore, Durango Drive is closed right now between Edna and Eldora Avenues due to that police activity. Otherwise, some congestion there on US 95. That's westbound at Decatur. Lane restrictions through the Spaghetti Bowl downtown on Interstate 515. That's eastbound at the 15 interchange. And remember the roadwork on Nellis, both directions tonight, beginning at 8. That's between Tropicana and Craig.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Las Vegas Aviators baseball, they lose against Sugar Land on Sunday by a 7-2 score. Off today, they are going to match up against El Paso on the road coming up this evening. Major League Baseball tonight, some of the games of note. The Padres, they are opening up a series in Chicago as they are set to match up against the Cubs. Also tonight, the Giants play host to the Kansas City Royals. The Dodgers and the Angels are both off tonight, and they'll open up series coming up tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
For everything you need to head back to school at prices that won't hold you back, Staples has you covered.
I need it all. Notebooks, folders, crayons, and a unicorn backpack?
Staples has you covered.
Everything on my list, in stock and price low?
Staples has you covered with everything your student needs for school. This week, comp books and poly folders are just 50 cents each. Plus, Staples one-subject notebooks are only 35 cents. Don't send your kids back to school. Send them forward. At Staples, the working and learning store. N618, in-store only, limit 30.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it. We had a chance to visit with the guy that wants to be the 51st Republican senator, Adam Laxalt. And earlier we had a chance to visit with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And at least from the people I've talked to, some of the political insiders in this state, at least looking at the early voting trends, that, well, that essentially turnout is going to be a little bit on the light side. And I asked Victor Jakes, is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, it has been a low turnout election. It's really interesting just because, you know, this is so new with how the voting is being done. Obviously, they're mailing out absentee ballots to everyone, or I guess mail ballots to everyone, and they also have early voting, and they also have election day voting. And so the conventional wisdom is that, you know, there's going to be kind of this surge of Republican turnout on election day, but that it's most likely that Democrats have voted, you know, by mail for the most part. And so we kind of are flying blind. The turnout hasn't been great so far. But the anticipation is that there'll be kind of a surge on election day.
I'm just curious, in the gubernatorial race, who does that help? Low turnout.
You know, a low turnout probably helps Lombardo. You know, he is ahead, and you know, I think any sort of variable is something that can only you know, hurt his chances, which I still think are incredibly strong. And so, yeah, I guess if it was super, super low turnout, then, you know, maybe Gilbert has an advantage because his supporters are very passionate and, you know, they're definitely turning out. I just don't think there's quite enough of them.
Let's break down, that gubernatorial election. Both Sheriff Joe and, Joey Gilbert said that this is essentially a two-man race. In the case of, Sheriff Joe, Lombardo said the race, for all intents and purposes, is over. Do you believe that to be true? And how is there anybody that has the long shot capability tomorrow?
Yeah, I do think that is true. That the race is basically over. I thought it was a kind of an odd way to end the debate. Yeah, I think what he was trying to say is, you know, everyone let's rally and focus on being Sisolak, but I think it came off a little awkwardly. You know, Gilbert, what he needs is he needs people to say, well, I don't want to support Lombardo, and so I'm going to go for the person who's got the best chance of beating him, which, you know, certainly at this point looks like Gilbert. You know, maybe Heller has kind of a burst in him because, you know, he's been so well known and he's got a lot of name recognition in Northern Nevada and the rules. And so, you know, maybe he has a burst at the end. You know, Guy Nora, I think, has picked up a little bit of traction, but I'd still be surprised to see him finish double digits. You know, I think it's going to go Lombardo, Gilbert, Heller, Lee, Nora, and we'll see from there.
And by the way, is it my imagination, or have I not seen even one Democrat ad out there for governor, for... I mean, we've seen a lot of Catherine Cortez Masto ads or surrogate ads, if you will. But as far as for the governor's race, there hasn't been anything.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've come across any directly. You know, it's interesting. The race in CD1 for the Democrats is Dina Titus versus Amy Villela. And, you know, I think there's a line of thinking that Titus thought she had in the bag and didn't spend very much money, and that Amy has a chance to catch her. Bernie Sanders endorsed her last week, and, you know, it was kind of an oddly timed endorsement, you know, almost all the way through early voting. But maybe the polling's showing that, you know, and she's a, you know, far left progressive, you know, and so maybe the polling's showing that it's close, and they thought that they could push her over the top for Titus. So I think that's one to watch, and one race where Democrat may wish they had spent a little bit more before the primary.
I'm just wondering what happens now in the general election. Does this mean that Democrats have been able to save up a whole bunch of money because nobody's primarying anybody?
Yeah, that's basically what happened, and, you know, that's one of the advantages of incumbency is you don't have the need to spend money before the primary. And so, you know, they'll definitely start off with a money advantage. But, you know, I think the thing is that you look at just the recent history, and having a competitive primary has not harmed people. I mean, Steve Sisolak had a competitive primary. Donald Trump had a competitive primary. And so I just think this idea that, oh, if the primary is too competitive, you're just sunk, I don't think it really holds. I think there's value for a campaign and, you know, running hard and doing events and having your name out there. You know, obviously, you know, the consultants want to save the money for the general and everything. But I think, you know, recent history has shown that just because you have a competitive primary doesn't mean you're at a, you know, even an insurmountable disadvantage in the general.
I want to ask you about your column. Your column, as usual, spot on. And essentially, the guts of it is that you're not really surprised that there are a lot of Nevada Democrats who are running away from their California brothers and sisters. Can you talk a little bit about the column, maybe expand on a little bit?
Yeah, it's, you know, last week California had their primary election, and, you know, one of the biggest elections wasn't a primary. It was Chase Bowden, the progressive prosecutor in San Francisco, who, you know, basically has been a defense lawyer in the prosecutor's office. He was recalled, and by a pretty substantial, you know, 20-point margin. And, you know, even in San Francisco, not just in California, in San Francisco, the citizens are sick of the crime. They're sick of, you know, the needles and the open drug use. And they said, no, we want the law enforced. And, you know, that is a huge warning sign to Democrats across the country who embrace this idea that, you know, the problem is that we're sending criminals to jail and we've got to get the criminals out of jail. The voters aren't happy about it. And, you know, Democrats in Nevada in 2019 passed a sentencing reform bill, if you can call it that, where they basically gutted sentences on a host of crimes. And, you know, they're not going to be touting that. they're going to be touting the opposite, you know, how they support the police and how they, you know, want safe streets and everything. And so, but that's their record. You know, they've set the stage for something like what's happened in California with the rampant crime here in Nevada. And if Ozzie Fumo wins the Democrat primary for district attorney in Clark County, I mean, it's coming. So, but that's the record, and voters should know it.
What will the issues be in the general election? And let's begin with the Senate race, Catherine Cortez Masto. Is this going to be a referendum on Catherine Cortez Masto's performance?
Yeah, I think it'll be a referendum on her performance, you know, as it relates to Biden specifically. You know, and the price hikes. I mean, I think that's just the top of the line thing for everyone. You know, there's a stat floating around that families are spending an extra $460 a month on basics, you know, from gas to groceries to mortgages. And, you know, you look at that over the course of a year, I mean, you're talking about $5,000, you know, that families are seeing their expenses go up by, and a lot of families just, that's a huge strain. I'd say for most families. And so I think the election is going to come down to, well, you know, are you better off now or are you better off 2 years ago? Because Catherine Cortez Masto has been a rubber stamp for the Biden agenda that's raised your cost. And that's going to be a tough argument for her to overcome.
Boy, isn't that the truth. Victor Jenks, smart dude when it comes to politics. And, of course, tomorrow is all about politics. It's election day. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. when everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. Someone reliable has to step up and fix things before it's too late, so now I'm running for Nevada governor. Take taxes, for example. The real measure of conservative DNA can be seen in how a politician acts on taxes. I've signed the taxpayer pledge, which means I will never raise taxes on Nevada citizens. Further, I pledge to do everything in my power as governor to repeal the gross receipts tax that is stifling business growth, and repeal Sisolak's mining tax. My opponent, slick-talking Reno DUI lawyer, you know who, supported the largest tax increase in Nevada history. Get this. Then-Governor Sandoval was his fraternity brother. Isn't that sweet? I am Fred Simon, and I will keep my pledge on taxes. Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So much of this is all about waiting. We got to wait 1 minute to give away a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. You got to wait about 7 minutes for Donald J. Trump with Wayne Allen Root. Yeah, he interviewed him this morning. He will replay the interview coming up in just after 3 o'clock. But you don't have to wait for gentleman Jim Dallas because he is standing by with five numbers the president does not want to talk about. Is that right?
Yeah. And, of course, 1-6 is not a couple of those numbers. inflation, 8.6%, Kevin, that's the first one, and that doesn't even include the so-called volatile food and fuel sectors of the economy. The second bad number is $5 gas, $5.01 per gallon in the nation average.
And that's not here.
It's not here. We're closer to 6 here. Yeah. 234,000 illegal border crossings in the month of April, another bad number that the president doesn't want to talk about, and the media doesn't either. That's 2.4 million since he took office, 18 months ago. Another bad number, 39% approval and 83%. This is the fifth. 83% of Americans are dissatisfied with the direction that the country is heading. Those are some pretty bad numbers.
No wonder he doesn't want to talk about them. And by the way, he blames everybody else. Uh-oh, it is 250. You know what that means. Caller number three right now at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Caller number three will win the $50 gas card and a basic oil change in Meineke. Caller number three. That number again, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're going to take a break. We'll tell you who won, who's got free gas. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thanks for listening. And we're saying thanks with a $50 gas card and basic oil change. Listen weekday mornings at 7:50 on the Club and weekday afternoons at 2:50 during Kevin Wall's show for your chance to win. Thanks for listening is fueled by Meineke Car Care Center on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country. And you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call is paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Hey, Chuck, you've said before that the DLC has processed over 2 million applications. What about the folks who were denied?
Craig, I love this question, and the answer is simple. If you were denied a loan in the past and are still looking for a loan, before you go somewhere else and pay way too much, give us another shot. Everyone's situation changes. You may have a cosigner, a new job, a raise, who knows? But we would sure like the chance to try and help you out.
I'm telling you, it seems like my credit score goes up and down each month.
Another great point. We don't use a traditional credit score at Dollar Loan Center, so if your credit isn't great, we can still help. You don't even need a checking account, and we give you longer to pay back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Now, you know this isn't Sam Brown's first rodeo, right? He ran for office in Texas.
Wait, he's from Texas?
He moved there from Arkansas to run for office. Poured it on thick, too. Here it is.
Texas has been good to us. Texas is really God's country. Let's plant our roots in Dallas and really invest in the community there.
Wait for it.
And I'm not going anywhere.
But he only moved here in 2018?
Yeah, and he's running for Senate after just living here a few years, right?
I have socks that have literally been in Nevada longer than Sam Brown. So why did he leave Texas?
Well, voters in Texas asked the same thing, didn't they?
You would never get me out of here. It'll literally take an act of God to get me out of Texas.
Wait, so what happened?
Well, he lost the race in Texas.
Ouch. So losing an election was an act of God?
Apparently for Sam Brown it was.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Congratulations to Rob Beck of Las Vegas. He won a $50 gas card and a basic oil change from Meineke. Congratulations. Now, if you did not win today, you could win tomorrow or the day after. Yeah. Make sure you listen to 250 every afternoon. I promise I'd let you hear Bill Barr because he was